Welcome to Ask Pastor John, featuring questions to help you apply God's truth to the issues of this life and the next. Our host is pastor and author John Piper.
John, there are many people today who believe they're paying a respect to Jesus by saying that he was a good man, but nothing more than that. And all this talk about the incarnation and God coming to earth is just superstitious nonsense. Do you have any suggestions on how to engage a person who would say that? Or is it pearls before swine don't bother?
No, it isn't pearls before swine don't bother. And the person who made it clearest, I think, is C.S. Lewis. And a lot of people know the way he set it up. He said, when Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am," or "You will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven in the glory of his Father," or "If you receive me, you receive the Father," or "I and the Father are one." When Jesus says these kinds of things, he's either a liar, or he's a megalomaniac, or he's true, but there'll be none of this silly talk about him being a good teacher. That's the way Lewis put it. You can't have it both ways. Either he was stupid, liar, lunatic, or what he said was true. But you can't have him saying these outlandish things. I think he said something like a man saying, "I'm a poached egg." And so if a man said, "I'm a poached egg," you wouldn't say, "Whoa, he's a good teacher," because he was a moral person. You'd say, "Well, we'll check out somebody else's teaching, thank you." Well, that's what Jesus did. He said, "I'm God. I am the creator of the universe. Before Abraham, who lived 2,000 years ago, I am," using that great God definition of "I am." So I think the best response to the person who says he was just a good teaching is to help them see, you know, I don't think you know what he taught. I don't think you've listened to him very well, because if you think he's a good teacher, you would embrace what he taught, and what he taught was that he's more than a good teacher.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, at desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of Christ-exalting resources, from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more, at www.desiringgod.org.